Okay, this meeting, Ryan Shear, Assistant General Manager, is present. Chairman to the Board, Buck Rogers is present. Assistant Chairman to the Board, Todd Ellinger, is present. Mark Bishop, Director, is present. Terry Bishop, Director, is present. And Treasurer to the Board, Suzanne Ellinger, is present. And Secretary of the Board, Susan Lake, is present. And Kaiser, too. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any announcements, introductions, or recognitions at this time? No public comment, because there's no public here, so we can move right on to the consent calendar, which would be consider adoption of the January 17th agenda, consider approval of the minutes from December 19th, and consider approval of the financial report for December 2017, profit and loss, budget versus actual, balance sheet to date, and bank register prior month. And I'll turn that over to Susan Ellinger, and she can treasure
the whole thing, huh? By the way, is this the minutes that says December 20th here? And this says December 19th, is that the one?
That would be the one.
Okay, what date is it, though? I'll just change it on mine.
He would have to look at that.
It was a Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Hold on, let me get to my calendar. Okay. January 17th? No, December?
December.
Was it December?
December.
Okay, so it was the 20th. Okay, so let me change.
So here's my
Google.
It's the 19th.
Just want to make sure. Okay,
sorry.
So I looked over everything. Everything looked fine for the minutes, and everything looked fine for the. Now we're talking about the bank register prior month, right?
For December.
Right. And that looked great. And then the balance sheet to date was fine.
So everything looked good?
Mm-hmm. So what do we have to make a motion? Do we accept it or something?
Yes. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I'll make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
All opposed? No abstained votes? So motion is passed. So we'll go on down to the general manager's report, and that is Ryan.
Assistant.
Because
did
he have the operation?
Yeah. He's report on him. He's doing all right. He's physical therapy today. Everything seemed to go pretty good as far as that's concerned. He was in a little rough here and there, but kind of to be expected. He doesn't plan on being back next week. We kind of had a talk the other night, and my thoughts on it were, rather than come back at 30% for a week, you might as well take the time that you need to get healed
and
up
heal,
and then
sure.
come back
okay.
100%. So he may not be in next week either, but that'll be up to him. Everything's pretty normal around here. We got a couple new hires. We, Nancy Jacks, she's part of the Altruist Rural Fire Department. She's coming out here kind of testing things out before the season, see if this is something that she really wants to do. Had quite a few applicants come. I've talked to a handful of them. We got another kid, Joshua, I don't remember his last name.
So?
I can get you guys the info on him if you want, but he's looking at moving his family up here. He's got some kids and a wife, and he wants to move up here. And then I have another applicant that put in from Reading. He's part of Burning Fire.
Hmm.
He works with one of the old chiefs I used to work with. He's highly trained, likes the area, familiar with the rural atmosphere. So we're gonna try both that Josh and the other kid out. And they're all gonna start seasonal pay wages until we can keep from committing anybody, see what the season brings. The first part of the season is what we get on our seasonal hire. So that's new news around here.
Is that the only two we need, or are we at par where we can man the stations?
Right now we're at par.
Right now we'll be at par for what we're running. Okay.
With that new hire of...
With both the two male employees and then Nasha.
If they stay,
if everything works out with them, it's we will be at par for our winter staffing, and then we'll have to ramp up the staffing for the summer. And that's kind of what it is. We're using it as a kind of a test period. We've been blatantly honest with them that, you know, there will be kind of that judgment day where we're all going to have that.
Sort of like probation?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a probation, but it's, you know, I don't want to tell anybody that they're not good enough to do the job. I want to make sure that, you know, they understand that what it really takes.
You know? I don't think probation tells you you're not good enough to do the job. I think it's
well,
a
not
test
so much
period.
Good enough,
yeah.
But not quite ready.
Right.
You know, some of the folks, the kid from the academy don't have... You know, I don't really worry too much. They're put through a pretty physical, mm-hmm. and they understand the aspects of the job. A lot of other people have a misconception that it's a lot of just sitting around at a station waiting for a fire call to come out. And, you know, we don't do that. We don't operate.
And they know that.
They know that, but... Okay.
Sometimes that can be a detriment.
Right. Right.
Where's that fella coming up with a family? Where's he from?
He's down in the...
San Maria?
San Maria.
You get a little bit of a shock on the weather and a change of weather.
But he seemed to be familiar with MODOC for some reason.
Somehow he knows. I haven't really got
maybe
that.
Maybe family?
His family's not up here. I think they're in Wairika. He's got some family in Wairika. It's going to be, he's a gamble. He's a big gamble. He's got four kids. And.
Is he trained?
No.
Okay.
But this kid, I don't know that I've seen in the last 10 years someone want something so bad.
Huh.
And it's kind of refreshing.
That is,
you know,
yeah.
I take a chance on a guy that wants to work over the highest trained guy that doesn't want to work any day of the week.
Okay. He's got a family, he has to work too.
Yeah. He's part of a painter's union now. And he's just, I think he's ready to get out of the valley. And I think we're going to start seeing probably a little bit more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Folks trying to get a little bit more rural, but still staying in the great state of California.
Did he say whether his wife works or not?
She does not work.
Sometimes finding a job for the wife might be difficult.
Got two sets of twins.
Two sets?
Oh, yeah. She's working at home.
And, you know, that's the discussion that we had, you know, that provided the cost of living up here substantially less than down there. Sometimes it's kind of a fantasy to think that one of the partners can stay home.
Okay.
And both of you may end up at work. So it's hard to do the single income thing anymore, especially with four kids.
Anyway.
I can barely do it with two.
Well, you know, at the hospital, I'd say, I know 100% the last eight paramedics and EMTs I hired were from San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so, and they're all, and they're just, why are you coming? Just because you have an opening.
Right.
Really? Wow.
San Bernardino.
So it looks like we'll be able to fill the staff for now.
Wow.
No problem.
Who is our, what was it I was wanting to know? Who was the, what your position was before you moved up to assistant manager?
Captain.
Captain. Who's captain now?
Justin, well, we have... Three captains. Each one of the guys that leads the shift is technically a captain.
Mm.
So you have Justin Ulrich, John Sweet, and Josh Lusk. Sweet's still on his probation. He's turning out great. He's doing a heck of a job for us as far as big team player. He's taken on our training officer position, and he's already showing that he's...
Is that normal to have that many...
You have a captain, there has to be a captain or an engineer to run an engine. Forest Service runs 4 and 5-0 staffing, So they have the opportunity to let engineers take out engines, but as far as like our OES pay and our off-district stuff, they pretty much want a captain, and since we don't run 5-0 staffing, like the captain's pretty common to have on each engine. And they just report up, and they've started, the captains have got together, and now it's working out pretty good with the folks that we have. They're doing a monthly captain's meeting without me or chief or anything like that. And they're just trying to streamline the stuff over at the fire department so that it's, Justin, since he's got the most time in, he's my most senior guy, he brings it to me. So I don't have three different shifts bringing me three different stuff, and we're going over the same thing.
Okay.
So they're doing a monthly meeting, free time. They come in on their days off and do it.
That's what I call delegation.
It's great. It's working out good. The guys
delegation from, I mean, for you to delegate to have that done. So,
so re-educate me on how this works. You're the assistant fire chief and the assistant general manager?
Yes.
And how does that work out financially?
He just agreed to one salary.
And how does that work? Which one are you getting paid for?
I get paid pretty much the same all the time.
It's just a different title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because on here you got it, and as to the hourly rate, and then you have a monthly rate. So
what happened when he came over to CSD is he went from salary to an hourly rate.
We will get to that too.
CSD employees are an hourly rate.
So what I'm saying, what you're asking here is an accurate thing.
Probably. That's why that policy needs to be updated.
Right.
We need to look
but
at that and see what
one?
Things
we're
need to.
Okay, yes. I didn't know if this was old or
I haven't done anything on it yet.
We
just need to
go over
look.
It. Okay.
I would like to just go over one thing. We had a pretty serious TC the other night on 71.
What's a TC?
Traffic collision.
Oh.
Accident.
Okay,
single vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Motor vehicle
what?
Accident.
Right up on the hill as you're going into
the mile and a half past the Red School House.
Really?
Right up the hill. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been more proud of a group of folks working together. We got dealt a really, really bad deal. The kid was trapped underneath the rig with his.
That was in the paper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you guys worked together well, not everybody else.
No, it did. It worked out phenomenally. We worked with Cal Fire Engine. The paramedics, it was for as bad of a situation that it was. I mean, that was a city call. I've seen stuff like that work in city departments. And they
any
did
fatalities?
Really good.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Lucky.
Close.
It by all means, should have.
Wow.
One of the worst ones I've seen in MODOK.
Wow.
Ever. And just the work that they did, and everybody was able to
one
do it.
Vehicle?
Yep, one vehicle. The patient's arm was trapped underneath the vehicle, it flipped over, landed and crushed his arm. And it was a little weird at first. It was hard to get an idea of what we were going to do, and we ended up being able to, we were out there for 4.5 hours. We extricated for almost 3. So, but long story short, I got word from the flight nurse and the medics that ran it. Kid's going to keep his arm.
Oh, good.
Go through rehab. So that was a good win for the guys. Cool. And that was a big morale booster for everybody.
Was he a minor?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
So they flew him out of here?
Yeah, we flew him out of the airstrip down here.
Helicopter?
Yep.
Not from here.
Yeah.
Not here?
Yeah. There.
Oh, that's
wow.
The one I saw. Okay.
Yeah. I heard it was in the afternoon.
Night.
Was, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
9 o'clockish?
I thought the military was.
Did you have any problem landing the copter without any lights over there?
No. They've got night vision on that ship.
Yeah.
So we're
just to give a perspective on the severity of it, what was his blood pressure when they loaded him in the helicopter?
It was 56 over 35.
Wow.
Technically, should have
been. Wow,
like,
he was about there.
That's like dead, right?
Yeah, he was darn near gone.
I don't know that I could express without getting into very gory details.
Loss of blood was probably a lot of cost.
You guys saved his life.
Yeah, it was. They saved it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It worked out really well.
Wow.
I've never seen one human being bleed that much in my life.
Wow.
And they got him wrapped up. They flew him to Clam Falls, gave him 2 units in Clam Falls, and then cross-shipped him over to Portland.
Portland?
Yeah, that was the closest place that could do the
the transfer.
All the other trauma centers were booked solid. We couldn't get them in Renown. We couldn't get them in Mercy. Klamath Falls is usually like your, you know, they're a good hospital, but
you're maintained too.
It's bare minimum trauma center there.
Right.
And they got him there and then flew him to Portland. And
cool.
Looks like he's going to be all right. He's going to be keep his hand. So that was a good one.
See how important you are?
Good job.
It made it feel good.
Especially when you save someone's life.
Yeah.
You know, that means a lot.
Mm-hmm. It you could tell it bugged the guys for a few days not knowing. It sucks at this level because once they're in the ambulance, you don't hear anything about it.
Yeah, and well, it's kind of HIPAA too sometimes.
Something when you're wound up in that one for that long. It was nice to actually hear the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We saved him. What he does with his life beyond that is deal. But
right.
They did their job.
Cool.
Was it anything that caused him to have the crash, like a deer or
alcohol?
Alcohol. Okay, I'm
did
sorry.
Did you say a deer?
No.
Yeah. Several deer.
No, it's a deer.
he was under the influence.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they arrested him. In the paper, they said that he was arrested before he...
That was an awkward deal.
Yeah, he was arrested there.
Yeah.
At the scene for a DUI?
They didn't have any need to handcuff him like that.
No. You didn't have a hand to cuff.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's why.
But they, you know, that's they have to place him under arrest before, especially being transported out of state. And, you know, because the cop, he kind of briefed us on it. He's like, hey, I know that seemed really heartless to yell at a guy before he goes under the drugs that, by the way, you're under arrest. So, but I can't let him get in the air and get over there without doing it.
Uh-huh.
And then they had to have the CHP meet him at Klamath Falls and stay with him until...
Like he was going to run off.
I'm going to bring up
chain of custody.
Huh?
The chain of custody.
Yeah. Other than that, flatbed.
To bring it
other than a few more stickers in the bumper, that thing's done.
It looks good.
Ready to go.
Well, I didn't approve the
treasure report.
Turned out all right. What does that have? The other one didn't. Okay. Besides, it's better motor.
What do you mean?
I just want to...
Did you put a big holding tag on that?
No, it'll stay the same. We're not going to gain any... water, increase in water capabilities or anything like that.
But it does hold some.
Yeah, it holds 100 gallons. Mm-hmm. The tank holds 100 gallons. And it's a low volume, low pressure pump. It's a single tree type deal.
And what is the main object of that truck?
One, it's the utility to run medicals and stuff like that in the wintertime. Part of our goal is to not be running $300,000 pieces of equipment up the mountain. You know, they get stuck real easy. We have to worry about the valves and stuff like that freezing up when we're on long duration deals up the hill. Or like that call the other night, typically if we had an engine sitting there, we would have been cycling water to keep it from freezing up. This thing's something that's real easy to drain. Take the slip-on unit off the back, it'll stay where we can pull it on and off. And the guys can run this on med calls, can run this on the general illness calls and stuff that we don't need a big fire engine getting into these places. And it's kind of a substitute over there for their utility truck.
Like a little spot fire or whatever you just
this has got the double cap, right?
It's got an extended cap. Yeah, so you'll be able to fit two, maybe, you know, three uncomfortably in the front and then three more in the back if you needed to. Cal Fire's already expressed some interest in renting it this summer. Steve Walker, the battalion chief, he's trying to promote these Type 6s. Because Cal Fire's getting so big, they're running out of engines. They can't. Right now, their staffing, even in the off-season, is higher than the places they have to put bodies on these engines. So stuff like this can save him a lot of money from pulling a local government engine from down in Anaheim or something like that to bring it up here. He's very interested in renting it.
So you build it, you rent it to him, then what are you going to use?
He can pay for it while the rest of our guys are out on fire engines making money from the forces.
And we'll build another one.
Yeah, I mean, at $10,000 versus probably $100,000 from Westmark or something like that to build a Type 6, and then we get to use it the rest of the year.
So how much money are you going to have in this when we're done?
I think we'll be 12,000 probably tops, somewhere around there.
What did we pay for the truck?
Seven.
7,000. Then the transmission was $4,000.
Four.
Any idea what it would rent for, approximately?
It probably...
I would assume this is kind of a new thing, so...
Yeah, California's really... The CDF just never has done the Type 6.
Okay.
They're still fairly new to it. Forest Service runs Type 6. They love it. They can get them in on these small places and stuff. Our pump and our capacity is real low on this, but that's something that's easily changed.
Right.
You know, a couple of years down the road, that bed doesn't care what pump it carries on it. Right. You know, we make some money off of it. We put a little bit better pump on it, and that sets our rates, what it's able to pump and how many people it's able to hold.
Does this have to be certified in any way?
It has to be certified in that the only thing that necessarily has to be certified on a fire engine is the pump. Whatever the plate on the apparatus says the pump is capable of performing at, it has to meet those numbers.
And how do you get that certified?
We pump test our own equipment. We're the only...
You check it yourself.
We're the only department in the North State that pump tests our equipment and have the ability to do it ourselves.
So what do you think it would rent for?
It's not much less than a Type 3. Now, what are we making on Type 3s?
There's a price breakdown, I think, that they have in there. So
I can look
Type 3 is like...
I'm just curious how long before
it may be like 65, yeah. I'm not sure.
One season
and pay for itself.
Wow. If we got a good season of them renting it, it'd pay for itself, and then some easily in one season.
Okay.
So I'm assuming you're on the lookout for another body?
It never hurts. Those things are going... Those second-generation Cummins are going $20,000 right now. For one that's in good shape. And we're going to plow snow with it. We were able to convert the plow truck stuff off the old wore out Dodge. We're able to convert all of it and took all the heavy duty stuff. We got that other Dodge from a Forest Service auction, and luckily they had put the steering stabilizers and a bunch of stuff on it. We robbed all that and put it on this. Now our plow will hook right up to it. So we can plow snow in the wintertime and fight fire with it in the summertime.
Wow.
And the station keeps a utility over there all the time, so they're not running tires and stuff off the fire engines doing, you know, when we're out doing pile burns and stuff like that for folks, it looks good to have a big fire engine out there, but it also costs the community money. Those tires are, one of those tires is two or three of our, the tires on this.
I was always under the assumption when you're out there doing piles, you had the truck with you, so if you got a call, you could go right to it without going back to the station.
That, and we like to lead by example, you know, for the guy that does want to burn, have some water with you.
Yeah.
You know, sure. So if we're doing it, it's a little bit.
So this could go out rather than this.
Mm-hmm.
To one of those type of things.
Yeah, if we're doing brush pile burns or something like that, or when we burn the levees and stuff, where we don't ever really use any water, we just need to have it just in case. It's great for stuff like that.
Sure, instead of bringing one of these out there.
And you know, you'll never replace these with the little
right.
trucks, but it saves the district money on and, you know, in kind of the big picture of things. The tires are cheaper, the wearable parts are a lot cheaper.
Did we get the lights?
Yep.
Do we have them up yet? They're not up yet.
No, we haven't got them up yet. Okay. We're just trying to finish up. We're getting ready to get into the oil changes and stuff. All the mechanical stuff on the equipment next week will be done. So all the rehab from last season.
Cool.
Replacement valves, the wear and tear stuff, that'll all be done. And then one of the 14s will be first to get the oil changed, and then it'll head back up the hill for the rest of the winter, and then we just have the other ones to maintenance. Looking at the maintenance schedule that I built last year, we're able to cut enough time down with that big mower. We're not going to have to do oil changes and filter changes on the tractors.
All right.
That's a good thing. You know, that's one way that we never thought of saving money, but that's going to help out a little bit. We'll get to get two seasons on an oil change for the hours on the tractor.
Wow.
So, little stuff like that, you know, it's nice to catch those kinds of things.
So, that old green one, that red one, what's happening with that thing? I don't know if we hog it out or...
Rusty Stanford owns that truck. We made a trade for Rusty for tires, for the big equipment, the trash truck, and some of the big tractors, just because they're such an expense. Mm. He wanted the truck, he wanted the pump and the motor and stuff out of it. So we negotiated a deal that we thought was fair 2 years ago. He owns the truck.
So when's he going to get it?
That's been a constant. We've been in there, we've asked him. He said, I'll have a low boy out there this afternoon.
It's like most of all tourist things.
On and on. He doesn't have the place to put it. He doesn't want it in his way, but he wants the truck. And we're kind of up in the air. We got our end of the deal.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of an eyesore.
It is. But we can't auction it or anything, right, because he technically owns it.
We ought to start charging him rent.
Yeah, don't start charging him.
We've talked about it, but in such a small community, you know, it's hard to kind of black eye someone like that, just because Rusty's really good to us in the summertime. We go to the head of the line, we get a flat tire, call him at 9 o'clock at night and say, hey Rusty, we need a tire. He'll go out in his bone pile and pick something out for us, or takes pretty good care of us, you know.
Well, in that case, I guess we can leave the truck right where it's at.
Yeah, I don't really want to burn that bridge. He's the kind of guy you can carry a grip if you burn him over.
And how long has it been since he bought it? A couple of years?
2 years.
2 years, wow.
And it's a bear to move.
Oh, I can imagine.
The only thing we had big enough to move it was the grader, and it was sketchy at best.
So the lights you bought, how many lights did you get for that $3,000?
We got 20 lights, right? 20 lights, 20 motion sensor T5 lights, which will do this building and the fire station.
That makes them, what, $150 a piece? Mm-hmm. And what did they go for new?
Around $300 for the ones with motion sensors.
That's cool. You can walk in a building.
They all work. And they're all guaranteed to work.
Yeah.
And granted, it's a handshake guarantee. Yeah. We'll give it that. But I know the guy well.
Is it one of your relatives?
Yeah. So, and they came. They've got extra parts enough to replace.
And they're using some too. This is just what they're not using, right?
Right.
They bought some also.
And these are all. These lights are up for sale through that company, and he's selling them used as is for $225. He just gave a deal to his electricians. They got a big tax write-off to put. Sean showed me the installation date. They're 6 months old. These lights have been in use for 6 months.
And how many hours are they good for?
The ballasts are 15-year ballasts.
And they're on a warranty. That's a warranty, right?
They have a 1 year, no questions asked warranty. So if one of them goes out, we can send them back to the company, and it is transferable. Hmm. I did find out that the warranty is transferable. Hmm. The ballasts are $72 to replace them if we have to buy new ones. So after the year, if Sean runs out of ballasts, then they're $72 to replace the ballast in them. But the ballasts themselves carry a 15-year warranty. Mm.
They were all working before.
They all work.
And my thing is, even if it's transferable, you're not going to get anything like that for what you'd have to go out and buy new, number one.
And the lights, the exact lights, the lights out of the groups that we bought, the guy is sold out of them at $220 or something like that.
So and you ask, why are they
put all these in here and fire
in the lake house?
For the first of the year, we're supposed to start transitioning into any public building that can be accessed by the public. It has to have motion sensor lighting to get through the building. The fire station's the big one because this one shuts down at 5. But the fire station's open to the public 24 hours a day. If the public comes in, it's not their responsibility to know where our light switch is to get our lights inside the building. So at least one part, you know, they have to be able to navigate through the building with motion sensor lighting. They don't all have to be hooked up, but the price was the same. So.
Didn't you say that they got rid of these because of a grant and they were able to get new ones.
Well, they get a tax write-off.
Yeah.
In Shasta County, they're getting, there's a big tax push to go LED, which are, these are much more efficient than what we have, but the cost of LEDs are just, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big expense for us. So this was kind of a, we're making the, Angela and I did the power, our Angela's husband, John and I, Wendell, did the power audit a couple months ago. And that was one of the things. The safety guy hit on it too. He said, you guys are going to have to get these lights in for the safety.
Oh, so these aren't LED lights?
Nope, they're T5s.
Hmm.
The T5 high outputs.
Which are going to cost more electricity, right?
What?
Will cost us more electricity?
No, they cost us less electricity.
Less, okay.
What's a T5 bulb? What's a wattage of a T5 bulb?
They count them in lumens. Mm-hmm. Like the 4000K or whatever that they measure the LEDs in. They don't put out the same, they're the same lights I have in my shop, the 6-bulb 4-footers.
Fluorescent.
They're fluorescents, but they're the high output. They use a digital or electronic ballast in them.
Mm.
It's not the same type of, I don't understand it completely.
And the lower temp too, aren't they? They
right.
Come on, say like at 40 degrees or, because I know some of these, they won't really work efficient until they're like 60 degrees or.
Right. They fire a lot better than your T8s or your T12s.
I put those LED ones at a Costco in my shop out in the hangar. It's nice, it'd be 20 degrees out there, you flip them on and it
man.
Completely
yeah. Yeah.
So, unless you guys have any other questions, that's all I have.
Okay.
I think
who's
going to
install the lights?
Do that.
Yeah, we'll probably install them. Got a call out to Dane McCombs. He has a man lift. See what his price is versus Four Seasons. And another option we have is Jimmy Shearer has a man lift.
I'll just do it on the agenda next week.
That one.
Jim Bates has
a system.
If we, I'm going to go with whoever we can get it for the cheapest, right? Everybody wants to get them installed right now, but we've just got too much stuff moving around. That's going to be we're going to have a little bit of time to get those put in. Because we're taking 8-footers out and putting 4-footers in.
A little right type and wiring involved.
Things are going to have to move around a little bit. I don't think we're going to need near as much. I think these lights are going to put out a lot more than
even
what's
expected.
Cool. So that's it, Ryan, on general manager's report.
Yeah, that's all I
is there any old business? None? So, new business. And this is the policy we were just talking about. 2130, wages and salary. And action needed, I guess, one way or the other on this. Huh? So
this one is kind of a two-part thing. I discovered, you know how you guys were doing the utility thing prior to being paid? And we found out that was illegal. Well, apparently there's 3 people in our district that are employees that were under that same plan and have never been put into the utility system. So we have to fix that.
3 people where?
Just 3 employees.
Oh, employees that weren't
that were on
what?
The same in the utility system. They were on that same agreement that if you live in the district and you're an employee, then you don't have to pay for utilities.
Oh,
we can't do that. We can't legally do that. That one just got missed when we fixed ours. We have to fix them all. So the problem with that is that, like Terry had said one time, you can't take something away from them of their compensation once you've given it to them. And they've been receiving that for a long time. And this gets a little bit sketchy to me because it's not part of wage and salary. It's not in anything like, you know, in that. 2 of the employees are within their wage range that's currently in here. So it won't be a big deal for 2 of those to just put them up the difference, like, you know, $20, check out whatever it would be for their utilities and call that good. It won't be a big mess. 1 of them is already at the top of their wage range. And so to bring that utility in there, we would then have to, and that becomes policy now. Now I have to change the wage range for that position.
And this is what brought up Susan and I having a conversation about having the wage ranges in our policy, which we have to have, and everybody else is doing it. But with something as simple as this utility stipend deal that we were getting, moving that employee up puts them out of their wage bracket. But that led Susan and I to talk about, well, minimum wage is going up, and it's going to progressively go up over the years. $15. It's going to put us in that boat constantly. We're always going to be reamending these policies on a regular basis, and that was what we wanted to come to you guys about. How do we do that? Is that something that we kind of do some rough math and move these numbers up in a five-year plan so we're not redoing it all the time? Or is this something that we just decide this is going to be an annual deal and we're going to incrementally move it up?
Can we, in other words, you can't take your utility from them because they...
We have to do it legally. We have to actually take their utilities from them, put them in the system. They have to pay the bill.
And
just like you guys got your check, you can use your check to pay your bill, but it has to be across the board legally, you know, like that.
Right.
Okay.
First of all, giving it to them in the first place is only because they are residents here.
Right.
And so basically it's a stipend. So why can't you just change the bill to a financial stipend?
Because I think it becomes under gift of public funds. The same reason we couldn't do that for you guys. You cannot use it for compensation in any way.
So it was given to him by mistake?
No.
Well, they just didn't know that it was illegal to do it.
Right.
We discovered this much.
No, but I'm saying these are people that live outside of Cal Pines?
No.
Oh, they live in Cal Pines.
Yeah.
It was kind of a plan for the GM and the board at the time. How can we make
like
it
our
more
thing
worth, worth people to come out here, work out here, and then if they buy a house out here or rent a house out here, it was just kind of one of the perks because it can afford to give them.
But now you've got people that don't live out here too, so now you've got a compensation issue that's not fair across the board that way.
How much are we talking?
Can you give them a pay increase in lieu of the stipend?
Yes. That's the only way that we can do it, where they don't lose their benefit and they are meeting the legal requirements, just like we did with you guys. We're now paying.
So do we have a resolution?
Because the pay is going to continually go up little by little, somewhere along the line, if you set these rates where they need to be, you'll catch them at
But I have to do one of them right away because he's already at the top. That's what I'm saying right now. Now, we don't have any kind of a schedule. I've been kind of looking into this, some of things. Most places, just like we should have been raising our utility rates to compensate for cost of living and things like that, most places do a cost of living increases too, with wage increases somewhere around 1%, that's something that's, you know, negotiable per year. So that way you can look at it and you can budget it and you can coordinate it with your rate increases and all that stuff to come together. So
unless you have a bad year.
Yeah. And then what they do is they just freeze rates for a while.
So how much would you have to increase this individual's rate in order to
compensate?
Less than $100 a month.
That's not.
Well, how many?
Consider that you pay it out
one of
stipend
them,
anyway.
One of them, the other two are in that range, so I don't even have to go over the range. He's already capped.
He's already at his cap.
Just one person is already capped.
By what we,
the regular wage.
Mm-hmm.
By what we've determined that position should get paid.
Oh,
so
I see.
We need to increase that cap in order
above
for
that.
Her to be able
how
to pay.
How could he be at the cap?
Is
he
is that the way it is?
Yeah, he's been here a long time.
See, and that should have been.
So,
yeah,
I got
exactly.
That right?
You've
yeah.
got that exactly
so
right.
So if we're going to do that, why don't we calculate approximately what the pay rates will be 5 years from now, set the cap at that so that we're not redoing this every time somebody comes.
Sure. Make it standard.
Then that's why we're coming to you guys. Is we're already running into this problem right now.
Right.
And this is the first time we're doing it.
Right.
But like you say, with minimum wage raising
up,
and everything else,
we're not going to be able to pay these seasonals more and then expect the captains to do their job That's the problem with raising minimum wages.
That almost sounds like voting on another policy.
I'd like to ask Terry with that, because she's got a lot of experience with that. Is that, are we right there where if you, do you have to raise all the rates consistently across the board when you do that?
That's what we're doing.
Yes, that's what I thought. That's
well, on some positions.
Okay.
You don't have to. If you're being minimum wage, it's fine to leave it. But
legally,
it's kind
yes.
of bad practice.
Exactly.
Right? How are you going to hold on to employees?
It's, right.
Yeah, when you said it, you said, you know, this person, you know, is good to start here, and this person here should be equal by whatever percentage.
Right, it took them 10 years to get to that spot.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever reason you set, you know, set those starting wages. But now these people are starting to keep coming up, and that gap isn't as big as it used to be.
Right.
And so, yes, that is what they're doing with everything. So if it goes up 50 cents, then all of
everybody
go
goes up
50
cents.
Cents.
Well, when you say you can't take somebody's money away from them, you can't take it away from them unless they agree to it, right? Can they agree to it? In other words,
could
you split the difference in money if you can get them to agree to it?
Split the difference.
In other words, if you have to increase their hourly wage to make up for the difference in the stipend. So, but if you go to them and say, well, we can increase your hourly wage, but you're not going to get this, but not as much as the stipend would have been if they agree to it.
So you're saying, like, if their stipend or their utility was
Utility's 86.75. That's
we're
the standard.
We're going to pay 40 of it, but you're going to have to come up with the other 40. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
If they agree to it.
If they agree to it. And that's, I think, it's probably a possibility. Yeah. But
the only problem I would think might... You shouldn't nip it in the bud.
Might come into that is we've got people at different levels. They have different services. Mm-hmm. So not everybody's getting that same stipend as it is now. Somebody might just have water and sewer. Somebody
That's
might have full service. No, they do.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a $48 bill. Somebody's got an $86.75 bill.
Right.
And somebody else
doesn't have the whole
$85
we did. They have $46 because
it's bigger. Has come under a new policy. We could vote on it later. We could write something.
Yes,
out.
We need to. This is what we need to start thinking about and fixing it. So we need to go through this policy.
This is one of our employees we're talking about.
This is three of our employees that we're talking about, but only one of them that is already capped that we have to raise that.
This
so we were thinking if we have to raise that in order to fix this problem, we might as well look at it as in the whole noodle right now, too. How do we want to go forward with this as far as...
How many out of those three people get $85?
Only one.
How many get 40?
Oh, two. Yeah. Sorry, two.
Okay, so they don't all have the same amount as...
Right,
so what we pay them is only what the utility would be that they pay. What we're
that's what I want. That's what I want to
Okay.
That's what I want to raise their salary or hourly rate to just enough that would cover that utility.
So the ones that capped now, though.
But there's only one that's capped. The other two I could do within the wage range. It's not a big deal.
Is this one that's at cap able to be increased to a...
We have to change the policy. We have to reset those caps.
Right.
So you're saying the most would probably be $80 to $85.
$86.75 is the top.
Okay, so
I'd say go ahead and raise it. And just don't give them a raise later after you get rid of the ball.
No, so we're talking...
Give them this cap and...
160-hour work a week employee, right?
Technically, because they don't get paid for sleep time.
So it's 160 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking...
We're
talking 50 cents... An hour increase.
At the most, yes.
It just happens to be...
By doing this, though, what you're doing is if we do have raises, then they're going to end up having to pay that themselves. You know, in our
They do. That's legally what we have to do. They have to actually be put into our utility system and...
pay their bill like everybody else in the district has to.
So behooves us.
We're not yanking it out saying, you're paying your utilities now.
What behooves us to give them a 50-cent raise or something.
And we are going to have to start looking at that for the minimum wage thing anyway. Right now, our lowest hourly rate, and I say hourly because we have seasonals and salaried people that actually have an hourly rate attached to that too, because when we're paying them holidays and vacation, it has to be done at an hourly rate. So our lowest right now is $11.88, which is above the minimum wage thing.
For now.
It won't be for long. And if I'm understanding it right with the state of California, you're required to raise that first year 50 cents an hour, and then every year after that, a dollar an hour until you reach minimum wage of $15, somewhere in there.
And what's the top? 15
for minimum wage.
Not until 2023.
But not until 2023. So we have to do a rate increase a little bit every year to get to that goal.
So you didn't increase in everybody just yet, then?
I didn't this year. I did when I first came in. I changed because Vera was paying people like $8 an hour. So
that's on here. This is
currently what we do, right? So
the lowest, where are you saying the lowest would be 11? Would that be like
the one in question that we have to raise to in order to meet the utility is number 6, the captain's rates. So I would have to bring that from 2,500 basically to 2,600 as a cap, and probably go from 2,300 to 2,500. I don't know if you want to keep it at 23 as a starting because we're still within that and change it.
Why are we having a raise?
What was the reason? What was the reason?
That's the one that is that's already capped out that I have to raise his rate in order to compensate for the utility.
Now, are these utilities taxed on now? Or is it included in his salary?
No. So no, they're just off the books completely. Just like you guys were.
He's going to have to pay taxes on the
He's just going to have to pay his... when he gets a raise, it's a regular raise.
So it's not taxed, or it's not even recorded as part
of his income? Nothing's even being recorded at all. Yeah.
This is all being recorded.
But I mean, as far as record keeping goes, none of that.
So you'd say we need to raise the fire captain and the firefighter by another $100.
I have to raise the fire captain at least to be able to fix the utility problem.
And then they'll be off of that.
Well, how many fire captains do we have?
Three.
So you have to raise them all.
I would have to raise
the
range.
The position.
Right.
The cap.
I don't necessarily have to raise each one of them at this point.
Each fire captain isn't getting the cap.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they're at different levels. So that's one of them just started.
Well, it's not necessarily different levels. It's just... this employee's been with us going on 7 years.
They call them steps,
he's
made
his steps.
So it's a seniority level.
Work your way up. You have a bottom what you're guaranteed to start out at. And then over the years and performance evaluations, you move up. And then that's your cap. This just kind of triggered with Susan and I. If this $80 gratuity, or whatever you want to call it, is pushing us over the edge, what are we going to end up doing when minimum wage goes up, or the raises and stuff? And we're just trying, and this is something we have to bring you guys. It's your decision what we do with it.
Right now, I could get away with just raising the captains and changing that to $2,600 cap instead of $2,500
cap. Let's do that.
Okay.
And then
I would request that we really look at this though in the future. I can make this change for now. But this is a policy that we need to look at for the future concerning the minimum wage. And somebody else brought up the assistant general manager. Assistant fire chief, because one is a salaried position and one is an hourly position. Ryan is right now fulfilling basically just the assistant general manager's position as far as pay goes, but he's actually acting as the fire chief as well. He's just not getting additional compensation for that. that was written up in your contract, right? It is written like that in your contract. So as a separate position, this would be the pay rates for those. He has agreed to do both of those jobs for the hourly rate.
Then he gets the contracted fire.
And so do we need to change anything there or not at this point, since he's got it in a contract?
I don't think
we do either. I think that we're covered on that. So
another thought, just in case you run into something else later on, somebody who, you know, a new guy comes that is just fantastic, but he's already above our max. There's something that we can think about doing is saying that this is the range plus 10%.
Yeah.
And this 10% is if you need to go above the range for any reason.
You have that wiggle room.
It has to be a board approval to allow to go that 10%, but we don't have to change
the whole
thing.
But it gives you the whole policy. That's something added.
Yeah, how frequently we have to read.
In other words, raises can be given without board's knowledge by the general manager.
But
yeah.
If you get somebody in that needs that extra 10%, that would need board approval, that you move them up to that.
Anything at the 10%. Yeah, you go up to the thing.
The top level and then that 10% option.
Yeah, like you hire somebody that's way above, and they're not going to take that one level that you're giving them.
Well, I don't really look at it.
Would I add that to this bottom part, probably?
Everybody, what firefighters are getting paid, we're going to have to stay somewhat competitive.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
We're in Mohawk County.
But you're always going to have that 10% option, and then say, okay, we need the 10% now. Now let's discuss rearranging all the salaries.
Yeah, and that gives your guys that go, this one employee that we're talking about, he's my right-hand man. This dude puts in more overtime than I could ever ask for, free of charge.
Uh-huh.
That 10% gives me that. You're maxed out, but that extra 10% is kind of an incentive.
Uh-huh.
It gives them the ability
I
to be
always
like,
agree with us.
I'm a maxed out captain, but I'm also getting this 10%.
Uh-huh.
Because I give more to this guy. I'm not. I don't shut my pager off and my cell phone off
right.
at 7 o'clock in the morning when I clock off shift.
Really, 10%.
So you're saying
we
put
10% always stays there no matter.
Leather to where he.
You do all the salaries. You're always going to have that.
I have verbally told them that they're going to have to.
I know, but do you need some sort of paperwork that says they are aware of? This is going on because you want
to
come back later and say, well, I didn't know that.
We'll have to get a
call. Well, something that you know, unfortunately due
for
to whatever reason.
But it was never on paper to begin with.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. This is all
done.
You
mean the thing like we weren't on paper either.
Yes, exactly.
It'll never happen.
That's what
they
need to fix.
Right.
This is totally not okay.
And that's it.
And
right.
so all we got to do is fix
sure.
it going forward at this
right.
point.
Yeah.
I don't think there's nothing that needs to be in writing. They just need to be aware of the
make
fact
sure
that they will be billed and their compensation is going to go up.
Uh-huh.
Because of that. So
if we did pass a policy, at least you could show them this is what we had passed, what we had voted on, and this is what we're thinking. You know,
and like I said, I verbally have let them know that this is coming
sure.
down the line. I have to fix this.
I mean,
and so they all are aware of it.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't know what the end note was going to be because it's something that had to come before the board.
But how do you make a policy regarding something that you can't legally do anyway?
Right,
wow.
right. Right. That's what I mean. No,
yeah.
I don't think we need to go that route.
Yeah.
We just need to fix it and do it right going forward.
I have a question. Who's assistant fire chief?
So that was
Ryan's
position. Right. So if there was when Ryan was the assistant fire chief at the fire station,
right.
that was his salary. When he moved over to CSD,
right.
he became an hourly employee as the assistant general manager.
Plus the contracted fire of 4%.
Right.
So that's what took up that.
Right.
Okay. Why can't you move this right-hand man to that position? It starts at 2,500. I mean, you know.
But now he's selected
one
person to do that.
Well, this is your right-hand man. I mean, why couldn't he be made into the because it caps at $3,400.
He'd love that.
We could. Because
that position's not really filled.
It's not filled
anymore.
Right now, right?
So.
It's not filled, but I'm filling that position for.
Right.
Once he moves out, I got to move another captain in at that position, you know, to fill the captain's spot.
Yeah, well, you did already. Wasn't
he can't,
the captain?
Cannot he just yeah, run as an assistant
okay.
fire
okay.
chief
Bring one
and them. Still be the captain of his crew?
Yes and no.
You're pushing.
And the reason why I say this is because I've done that job.
Yes.
Removing the assistant fire chief out of rotation on the shifts is crucial for the chain of command to flow correctly.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have that assistant chief, and I fought this for years as that position, is it gets taken away from you back and forth. You're a captain
right.
1 minute, because you have, you know, the responsibilities of the captain, but then you're a fire chief, so anytime something goes south over there, you're accountable for it.
Right.
It's easier.
That gives you more.
That may be something to look at that down the line when you are being a full general manager in full capacity, then you may want to implement that position again over there.
If I become general manager over here, I'm going to appoint, if that employee is still with us, he is going to be my fire chief.
Okay.
That will give me
and then you'll bring
12 years of training this guy. The way we do, he is intimate with everything that we do here. But he's expressed he has no desire to do water licenses, sewer licenses, anything of that nature.
And the fire chief has to do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, why
we have
did?
A general manager
right
now that holds a
right.
job
right.
of
right.
fire service,
right.
and I'm trying to meet fill
right.
those shoes too. It's less
okay.
cost for the.
I was
the
just thinking because of the caps and stuff, we wouldn't have to change
it,
the.
And we've thought about it. It makes sense.
But we're not there
paper.
Yet. We're just not there yet.
But until we have three captains that can, or long term here, or fill in the position and understand this job.
And the thing about that budgetary-wise, we have to eliminate a position before we are able to create more positions that way. So if you're going to, you know, Ryan's
yeah.
agreed to do them
right.
both for one payment mm-hmm. right now, and we still have a general manager and the assistant general manager / fire chief.
So is there
so
anybody that
once
can
that
come
separates,
up?
When Ron retires and Ryan becomes general
okay.
manager,
to fire
that will open
assistant
up.
Assistant fire chief,
you've
got three now. Is there anybody
chief
that's...
separately.
Fire captain, is that would it be mm-hmm. below that?
You have your assistant fire chief, you have fire captain, then you have your engineer.
Okay.
Our engineers are our permanent guys that are firefighters that stay around all year.
Okay.
They work in the winter and they make the 2-0 staffing for the winter time. And then we bring on seasonals. Now that may change down the road. We may end up going 3-0 staffing all year long.
Okay.
And you'll have your captain, your engineer, and then a firefighter. People are just filling in two positions right
now,
all the time. But yeah, I have one guy that, without a doubt, when that next phase comes here.
So before we get to that, why don't we just do what we were discussing before and change the fire captain's cap to be at 2,600?
Okay. So, being said that, that's what I'd call for a motion for to approve the revision of number 6 fire captain's position and up that cap to $2,600 a month.
That should take
and add the 10% margin.
Oh.
Do you want to do that?
Well,
or do
we
want to talk about that later?
Well, the thing is, if we move the 26 up, then everybody's going to.
Do I have to move everybody up?
No, but everybody's going to want to go. Right now, they know that they're at a cap at 25.
Well, we only have one person at that cap, though. Everybody else is at starting
and
levels at 23, so they still have room to grow
okay,
until
so they're,
that.
They're not, right.
Right. They're not.
Below.
Right.
It's
so there's
be 4 years, probably.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
We're fine for that.
If he stays current with us.
And like I said, the other two people that I have to worry about are within their range anyway.
Okay.
They're not capped out, so I can bring that wage up without having to change
right.
policy.
But if
at
we're
going
to do the 10% thing, there's no reason to raise it 26.
Yeah.
If we're going to do 10%.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so it's one or the other. Which
right.
would you rather do right
10%
now?
10% on everything?
Yeah.
I think the 10%.
But that now has to come before the board now, right?
Right.
If
that's
they do.
That's
okay.
what we have to make a.
Well,
a decision on which one we're going to revise at this point.
Good to know you can do that.
Well, I would say that 10% is more universal to everybody.
10% is the policy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't make any difference.
And you'll help me word that later.
This is the compensation of utilities, right?
That's what's going to compensate for his, that one.
This takes care of our immediate problem.
Yeah.
And gives us a buffer for when the guys move up.
Sure.
And you know, we may end up in 5 years, the pay for firefighters may skyrocket. Mm. We may have to adjust even then.
Plus we have our raise every year now, so that's going to have to change every year.
But this, I think, buys us more time.
It buys us more time, so we can look about, look at this.
10%. You're going to change the cap at 10%?
No.
We're not going to change the cap at all. What we're going to do is add a
10%.
What do you call it? A clause or a clause in there that in a situation with board approval, any cap can be raised up to 10%.
10% of what their cap is,
So... What is, but 10%
of 20
of whatever the cap is, an additional
up 10%. To
10%. Oh,
you don't
have
to, it'll be up to 10%. You don't have to do the whole 10%,
Whatever it costs to get out
so
of
So I'll
your,
make a motion.
My
that we, I make a motion we leave the caps where they are, but we add a 10%
option.
Okay. Up to
10% option
with board approval.
So,
with board approval.
And who makes that decision? The general manager?
The board of directors.
We just said the board approval.
Board of directors.
Oh, I see.
So the general manager would have to present that to the board, and the board would make that final decision.
So the actual percentage in this case would be more like 6%.
Probably, you have to do that, or 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now.
Calculate that out.
So do we need to rewrite this?
Not at this point. I will just have to add.
What was that?
Down here where this, underneath 8, where it's got some general manager, I'll add this clause to that.
Right.
That's where I'll put the revision, is right down in there. And I'll bring it to next month's meeting. What I would ask at this point, though, is to keep this, look over them, start thinking about what we need to do.
So
for
you
can
make a
increases
that's going
for
to be
the
7A
year.
Up to 10%. Works for me.
Yeah.
So no, every one of them will have a 10%.
So
every
it'll just be a 10% option for that, and then we'll and then probably so for a second motion then.
Well,
I need.
Don't we have to vote on the first one?
Yes.
So I made the motion.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I second.
What motion did you make?
The
10%. The 10% option.
And Sue seconded it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor? Yes.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstained votes? If not, motion is passed.
Okay.
The second motion that we need is to actually raise the captain's cap 5%. To meet this dilemma that we're in.
No,
that takes the 10% option.
We've agreed to that, but now you have to do it each
to
time.
Oh,
yeah.
We're going to do that.
We agreed to making this a possibility
how
now.
How much percentage of that 10% that we need to do to make that
$86,
option?
I'd say 4.5, maybe. 4.5.
Got a calculator?
Yeah. Yeah, right here. A big one.
Well, just don't figure $85 because it's got to be taxed on it. So 87. That's why
$87. Here. I'm just rounding to 100 with taxes.
So what are we talking
about? So I would round to 100 with taxes, basically.
So how are we figuring the percentage?
So 10% of $2,500 would be $250.
Right.
And so 5% of...
That's a 4.5.
4.5.
Okay.
4.5%. So that's the motion I need is to raise the captain's 4.5%.
This isn't just the captain's. This is
a specific employee. Right. A specific captain's.
And this is a request by the
Yeah, I would request that we take Justin Ulrich's pay at this point and move it up to 4.5% within the 10% clause that you guys have granted it, and that will
take care of that.
And cover his cap.
And this is under a closed session.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we approve that 4.5% increase for Justin.
And I second it.
All in favor?
Yes.
All opposed? Any abstained votes? Motion passed.
We pretty well are closed.
I know, but I wanted to make sure that the recording is online.
This is closed.
So, we're still on 2130, or can we move on?
We can move on.
No, we're done.
We can move on. To discuss repayment of funds, $6,500 that were used to backfill on the airport runway.
So I was getting ready to transfer the $6,500 out of the airport account and back into operations last week. And it occurred to me that maybe we don't want to put it back in operations. Maybe we'd like to put it in a reserve account. So I thought maybe I would ask you guys how you would like that to go right now before I do.
Where did the money come out of?
It's still in the airport account.
No.
Well, it came out of operations.
Well, that's what it needs to go back to. If you want to transfer out of there later
on. After that, okay, so back to operations. Very good. I don't think we need to vote on that. I just wanted an opinion. Oh, yeah, we haven't touched the airport account.
Okay, that's part of the airport, right?
Right, I just have to pay back somebody.
The airport was part of roads.
No, it's got its own fund. That 10,000.
You weren't going there. We had Parks and Rec back then, too.
So it's just going to stay there and just use it as you need it?
No, and it's going to...
No, when we paid for the crack seal, we paid for that just out of our general operations fund, but we have a separate airport account, and that has $10,000 in it. That's our distribution that we get to run the airport. And
it's a year.
And so I need to pay operations back out of the account, and I just wanted to make sure you didn't want to put it into a reserve account or, you know, our other reserve account.
So we only have $3,500 left?
No, because there's insurance out of that. I don't know what will happen.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll be probably a little bit negative, but it's almost February. We'll put it for the next year.
Next spring, we're going to have to do a little...
Yeah, painting. I think painting is what,
which is just paint.
It won't be that much.
Somewhat.
When do you want to, probably sometime in the spring, you don't want to move that segmented circle right away.
I think we'd sink out of sight if we tried to go out there right now.
Yeah.
So we don't need to vote on that?
Nope.
So we can move on. Public announcement.
Wait a minute, we forgot. Consider approval of public announcement for availability of the board clerk.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, you were moving on.
Yeah.
Am I okay to post this position so we can start maybe getting somebody interested in this?
I have to
publicly post it. I mean, that's just a requirement.
What was a decision that we all decided, well, that's what you decided that you want to do, so...
Right, but I just... all I did with this announcement was just basically take that job description. I took the financial part out of it, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. I didn't put a beginning wage in there. Should I just put negotiable? And then leave it like that? When we list it in the paper. Yeah.
I could be completely wrong on this, but we probably ought to get in contact with Angela and find out where we can pay that out of. My only worry with that is, since it is a board position, are we under that cap? Like
the $600 a month? That's a $600 a month though cap, and we would definitely not pay over that anyway. So.
But
I'm going to reduce my hours to compensate for that, so it shouldn't cost us a dime.
The bigger question is, where are you going to find somebody qualified to do this job?
I don't know, but if I don't start putting something out there, it'll never happen. So it might be 5 years still.
If I remember right, it's up to the board to approve this.
Yes.
This person, whatever the person it is. Mm-hmm.
This person will answer strictly to the board, not to the general manager at all.
They won't have anything necessarily to do with any of us down here.
And it had originally 40 hours per month, I think you said?
Well, and I'm not going to put that in there because it's going to depend. It might not take that much. I was just figuring one day a week.
Part-time work, like maybe a part-time working.
If you've got somebody that's super skilled in Word and things like that and familiar with policies, procedures, and stuff like that, they'll be able to whip this.
And once they get it figured out.
Yeah, they'll be able to knock this out. What will be nice is somebody that can help start organizing the policies, procedures, and ordinances that are a huge mess here that I can't quite get to ever.
And that's working for
in history.
I would say post it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She wouldn't be working in office payroll or any of that. It would just be the stuff for the...
Just be the things that are listed right here.
It could be a he.
The board would never agree.
It could absolutely be a he.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Find somebody with your spell of personality.
Okay, but this person is works with the board.
Yes.
And we want to keep the position separate?
Yes.
Well,
which is extremely important with, no, this is what our auditor is telling us,
like,
and everything.
Policies and procedures is not normally
a board thing. Policy is all board. Policies are board.
Policies have to be approved by the board. But they
writing them.
They're writing them.
Not necessarily writing them, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, we're maintaining them. I didn't make these. I just pulled them off of, board clerk responsibilities or whatever. And it's maintaining resolutions, ordinances.
That's different.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, it's not policies and procedures.
We're actually talking about a separate position.
Yeah.
Just and that's
right.
Board agenda minutes. Yeah, right. I just threw policies in there.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Wishful thinking.
It
doesn't state policies. Darn. I think policies actually falls more under human resources in different parts.
Maybe
so
you get that water board lady and give her another part-time job.
You know, somebody that's skilled in all this. Yeah. So I will post this in the local paper, probably on the board out there, and probably on the website.
So pretty much what this person's going to be doing, not policies and procedures, but she's going to be doing the minutes, all of this stuff that's in here.
Minutes, agendas.
Separating Susan from the situation,
she's doing all of this.
Shut down their CSD job.
Right.
And it started to transition then.
It really
technically, it will, maybe, unless she doesn't.
It's more of a conflict of interest anyway.
Would this person be able to do like grants and stuff, or is that still placed under the...
That's more general manager and stuff like that. And, you know, that's
human
more...
Human resources and stuff?
No, not really human resources. General manager and assistant, working together with that stuff like that.
But that would give you more time to do that.
To do that kind of stuff, sure.
Let's go ahead. Do we need to... approve this, or just it's going to happen, the board clerk position?
Yeah,
we
it's going to happen. I just wanted to make sure that you're okay with this wording.
Other than we do need to approve, it is a new position that it's opening up.
It will be.
Yeah,
and we've already approved that.
We approved
it.
Yeah,
yes.
We did that last couple months.
Man, nobody else in the Shear family has a fill in this.
Closed session. There are no items scheduled for closed session at this time. How about director's report?
That's you.
If not, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
No.
Yeah.
All opposed?
Do you have something
Let's
else
go
to
home.
Say? You got to say yes.
I've always wanted to say no.
Well, we're on
it doesn't
recording.
Have to be you.
I know Todd wanted to go home. You look so bored.
It doesn't have to be
you. Okay, dear. Okay, Todd Ellinger.
Sue, I think I copied this for you for a... Did I give you? Is it that?
And the result is the same.
You gave it to me under
question.
My.
I got.
Okay, here's the.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
here, balance sheet
okay.
And.
Is this
the same profit and loss? Oh, you had all kinds of thingies on it.
So that's
Ryan, December.
You want me to drive that
yeah,
thing down
that's
the
December.
Tomorrow?
But this is the July through November. The one that I put the contracted fire on there with.
Mostly down here.
And they'll post it on their website?
I'd like to offer a way to get it down, but I've got my dogs torn.
And I'll probably stick on the reader board or something.
Well, it's on that trailer you got, huh?
It's got that thing maxed out. It's sketchy pulling that thing. I mean, we could probably get another.
And it can go in the paper, too?
Pull out of it.
It has to, legally it has to.
Yeah.
I think maybe like 2 weeks at least.
I'll get my trailer back out here. Ron used to go get that dozer.
Like you said, as long as.
I'll get it out there.
Yeah, you're going to put stuff in, you probably do. I didn't see that. What are you going to write up?
It's a shared trailer.
Just basic, yeah, yes.
He let his brother use it, tore it up. I fixed it up, so.
You can have that if you want.
Yeah, that's what I say, snow's coming.
If it can be right now.
What kind of ditches on it?
Things about.
Two and five sixteenths.
Just what the description of the board.
That's knowledgeable and.
That's not in the paper, though.
And I'm just going to put that.
Oh, did you post this in the paper, too?
Yeah.
I'll just run out there tomorrow and pick it up.
Okay, I'll let them know you're going to swing by and grab it.
I'll double check, because if I don't have to, I'll save the money.
I mean, what kind of.
Six flat.
It's a six flat book.
Six flat round, it's the circular, but they're flat blades, they're not the.
They didn't do that with the budget posting, that's what I thought, too.
Did you ask them?
That was like, they didn't want the money for it.
You don't have anything on here that's knowledgeable in Excel and da 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 da. That's kind of nice to have in there. And QuickBooks maybe? Well,
that's with the.
No, they won't be in QuickBooks.
No, but Excel.
You can adjust it to your truck.
It's set up for my Chevy, so it's got a 6-inch drop on it, but it's got.
Mine's only got a, like a tool.
So yeah, I'm not putting money on there, but it's got just the description, so you know that they're going to happen.
Yeah,
pretty much. Mark asked.
And you guys would be doing that if you thought.
Yeah.
I would send them to you, like, so you can talk to them, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you can talk to them first, and then we weed that out, and then.
And then when we have some good, like, candidates.
Then they would need to come to a board meeting,
yes, and we'll do close session.
As a second interview or something, yeah.
You can call the fire station anytime.
5:30?
Yeah.
But they didn't say they would be doing.
That would be the best. Or